Welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast. In today's podcast, I speak to Peggyn Crowley, founder of Ground. Ground is a new well-being brand, a collection of natural aromatherapy oils and balms with interwoven wellness rituals which encourage mindful self-care. After over 20 years working in the world of spa, creating some of Ireland's most renowned wellness retreats, Peggyn founded the brand in 2020 in her home in Cork. I'm Louise Duffy and this is the Brown Thomas Podcast. Welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast. Peggyn, how are you?
I'm delighted to be here, Louise. Thanks a million for having me.
Oh, well, we're so happy to have you. And I have been enjoying your beautiful products every evening. It's like my little ritual now, going to bed to use Ground products. So I was dying to talk to you and hear about this incredible brand. So tell me about, I guess, the philosophy of Ground.
Well, I suppose it was born in lockdown initially, where I've been developing products for years for different properties like Adair Manor and The Cliff. And it's always been in the environment of the spa where you have a therapist and you're working with scent for its therapeutic qualities. So you're working with aromatherapy and you're helping someone surrender into relaxation. And then suddenly the spas were closed. We were all at home and we needed to relax at home, and we needed to mind ourselves at home and our families. And for me, it was just a natural move and transition into that space and to move into a retail arena, which I'd never worked in before. And to be honest, from a business perspective, it was so interesting because it moves at the speed of light versus a spa. It's so slow and relaxed, whereas in the retail, you learn very fast what customers love, what they like, what they want to engage on. And being so fortunate that Brown Thomas had me in store in Cork in my own hometown for 3 weeks prior to Christmas, it was just magic and very humbling meeting the end consumer and, you know, people coming up to you and like a lovely little elderly old lady with the Tollive beard oil for her grandson. And just it was so lovely, as well as the natural support from friends and family. There were so many meetings of strangers who came to meet me. It was just lovely.
That's amazing. But also, what a quick response. You know, I guess the rest of us have been wondering what sweatpants to wear, and you just set up this wonderful brand. When this all kicked off last March, we were always hoping we'd come to the other side of it. So we didn't know lockdown would go on this long. Was this something you always wanted to do anyway, or was it just entirely in response to our pandemic?
I think it's always been a dream to do my own brand in my own way. Having worked with wonderful clients, working with brilliant clients who become friends, and you work to their brief, and they have a budget, they have a particular scent they want to work with, and suddenly I had the freedom to do it my way and to do wellness for children and wellness for family and work on it through the lens of people doing rituals at home. So it was kind of inverting my typical treatment design and working with spas to taking it down to a level where people could do them at home for each other or for themselves. So I think it was always in me. I think my confidence to do it for myself, I got pushed out of my comfort zone to do it this time. And I think it was the best thing ever. And lockdown was a brilliant time to do this because you could almost lock yourself into the space and do it. But it was logistically difficult with doing design and testing packaging and stability testing. Everything had slowed down because there was less people in each workplace. So it was tedious at times, but I had challenged myself to work with Irish suppliers as much as possible through print and design and any areas like that. And that was joyous because we were all in it together. We were all, every time a challenge would come up, we'd go right or left. And there was wonderful bonding in that. So I'll remember the time of setup as being just a wonderful time. And when I pitched the idea to Brown Thomas, the warmth and the welcome from the very beginning, you know, it was kind of, yeah, well, let's do this before Christmas. If we're going to do it, let's do it before Christmas. So the team, you know, for me, Brown Thomas has always been such an aspirational building in Cork and in Dublin, and it's always been the voucher you'd like to get at Christmas. But when you pull the curtains back and you meet the team in behind, it's just magic. And then when you're in store and you're looking around in the lovely living section, and I had many people saying we couldn't find you. They were expecting the brand to be on the ground floor. And I kept saying, no, we're up in living. And I said, it's all about scent and it's relaxed and the team were beautiful. And when I'd look left, there'd be Clún Cean from Galway. When I'd look right, there'd be Labuschagne in Kinsale. There'd be Voya in Sligo. There'd be Rathborns. It was about, I would count up about 75-80% Irish up there. And to me, my heart would just be on fire because it's the direction we all want to move in. And lockdown has speeded it up, but
it has.
It's been going that way. So that's been magic.
Isn't that really special though? When, you know, and I think there is something very special about the team in Brown Thomas that people don't get to meet, but also about that loyalty to Irish brands. You know, I think that that's important. And one thing about COVID is that we all know we have to support, and, you know, the goods are there to support. So amazing brands like yourself. So then let's talk about, there's so much I want to talk to you about the rituals, about the wellness for children as well, because that's a very new area. But let's talk about your life pre-ground. And you are the most renowned spa consultant in Ireland. What does that role entail? What's life like as a spa consultant?
It's very exciting. It's different every day, and it's something that you can't go to college for. You just learn and become expert in certain areas. So it's been a brilliant journey. It's been 25 years I'm in the industry now, and you start off as a therapist, and I'll always be a therapist. So for me, it's always through the lens of therapy, and I'm, you know, doing beauty therapy. Some will move into the beauty, some will move into, you know, medi spa. For me, holistic treatment and the power of touch has just always held on to me. And whether it's Reiki and energy, or acupressure, and it's moved into, in the last couple of years, it's moved into breath work and the power of breathing. So from a therapist's perspective, moving into operations, working with suppliers like Elemis and Estee Lauder, seeing it from both sides. And then finally, you know, the last kind of 10 years moving into design, where the spas were kind of exploding in Ireland in the last 10, 15 years. So from a kind of design perspective for thermals, for treatment. So working with architects from a footprint to a customer journey, to the brands that you'll bring in, to the treatments. And in the latter years, spas were circling around concepts where you would bring the property and the landscape it sits in into the treatment, versus bringing in a brand with a cookie cutter rollout of treatments that you could have anywhere in the world. So it was becoming more creative a space, and it's certainly becoming more of a natural space where we're embracing the outdoors and forest bathing. So it's such an exciting space to be in, but it always must be underpinned in an operational profit. And most of these spas live within hotels. So you're learning to work within understanding hotel occupancy, and you're yielding what you'll yield into the spa. And then most importantly, it's delivering that experience so that the spa within the hotel gives the overall hotel a halo effect, and that you want to come to the spa, you want to put a robe and slippers on, like when you go to the Europe, and just be there to spa. So it's almost become a verb, and that's fun. So it changes every day, from recruitment to ops to planning to budgets to, but my love would be treatment and product. That's just my love.
Yeah. And then let's talk about your product then. So I think when somebody buys ground and it comes in this beautiful wooden box, and, you know, the packaging is glorious, but you're getting two things. You're getting two products, or two very unique items. Essentially, you're getting the product, but you're also getting the ritual. So tell us about these rituals that you've created.
So the rituals, whether it's that you're having a bath and just understanding that taking a bath, whether it's to help you sleep or to energize you, you know, if it's an hour before, there's an optimum time to take the bath. There's the right time to add the salts when you're in the room, because with aromatherapy, you have this double entry through the lung and through the skin of the essential oils. And our bodies, we are a biology in essence, and the natural, you know, 100% natural balms and oils match our biology and get absorbed and assimilated very easily, a bit like eating real butter. So when you're taking the bath, it's pouring in your salts and running a hot bath and leaving the room. For me, it's always landing on the tiles. It's landing around the room. You need to be in the room. If you're gonna pour the salts initially into the warm running water, you need to be in the room so that they're starting to circulate and you're going to breathe them in. Or as you're just finishing off running the bath, add them and then you're swirling them. So you're getting that lovely aroma coming up. And then it's just breathing within the baths, or whether it's a ritual for a face balm, for acupressure on the face, just where to start and how to drain and lymphatic drainage. It's just simple tips and tricks. But most of all, when we ritualize something, what we do is we set intention. When we make space and time and we commit to a moment, and certainly like in Ireland, you'll laugh, but if you're going to have a bath, you're going to set a time, you're going to put on the immersion, you're going to put on your playlist. And with that intention, it just brings peace to the soul, because it's about you and it's reconnecting with self and it recenters your energy. And it helps by just bringing yourself into focus. It's almost a gift, and something we want to gift others. So the rituals, there's different pressure points that we work on, whether we want to sleep or whether we want to energize. And possibly one of the areas I want to focus on the most, which is one of the easiest, is the ear. The ear is a magic space, especially with children or even for ourselves. If we want to stimulate and wake up all our organs, when we pull on the ear, it's so funny. It's like the ears are like two knots at the side of our head, and they all the connective tissue and all the fascia around our brains, it's like two knots that hold all that. And when we begin to mind our ears, it's like we let go of tension in our skull and in our head and in our brain. So for both children and adults, the ear is a magical space. So I'm going to work more on that. I know it doesn't sound sexy, but honestly, the ear, the ear is a cool place to work on. But
if it does the trick, yeah.
Yeah, if it works. And children, you know, even, you know, I'd have a friend text me saying the BAM just knocks him out at night. But he came in last night to say, "Mum, you forgot to do my other ear." It becomes something like, for children, it is amazing when you ritualize a night routine and it lives in scent. Scent is like this magical wizard that transports us back in time. And for a child, it also lives in our muscle memory. So scent, when it's done consistently and the body starts to recognize that this is their turn, you know, turn down moment and kind of invite rest in. For children, the ritual, it becomes love. The scent equals love. And what happens is they begin to look forward to it. And to the point that my daughter Bella will say, you know, if she's having a bad time at school or whatever, she's like, "Mom, I'll just bring the BAM to school, because if I start feeling upset, I'll just put a bit on my hands and it'll feel like a hug." So it does live. It's a special thing for children. It's also, it's you setting intention to be there, just focusing on your child for a few moments, because in this day and age where we're in the house all day long with them, you want them to remember. You want them to remember the good times as well. Yeah, it's, you know, absolutely. So
I think that's really lovely. You know, I think a lot of busy moms, and, you know, like, it is such a juggle now. We're all at home and we're homeschooling and trying to just, you know, get through as much as possible in the day, that a quick duck in the bath might be the max you know, your child gets. But I think that that's really, you know, that's a very important time. And I guess wellness isn't really, we consider wellness for ourselves because we feel we're so busy and everything, but it's really important to consider for children too. And I think that's lovely that your daughter associates that with you and the warmth of her mom.
It is. And it's teaching self-care. So some of the rituals for the small children is you're asking them to do it for themselves. So whether it's pressure points on their hands, like for students now, for leaving certs, it's just teaching them pressure points if they feel nauseous before an exam, or if they're finding it difficult to sleep at night. You know, there's breathing hacks that trigger your vagus nerve just to switch off. It just slows down all your organs and makes you switch off. So it's different rituals for different ages. And whether it's an anxious child at home who might have special needs, with aromatherapy oils, you have to be so careful around animals, dogs, cats, and small children. So even diffuser blends when you're doing them, because they're very powerful in their own way, and they can become toxic in the wrong for the wrong weight. So each little balm is for specific ages and weights, and even some essential oils can't be introduced till they're 5 or till they're till they're 10, or for pregnant women you have to eliminate out as well, and breastfeeding. So it is very interesting that it is therapeutic, and it's sent for your well-being. So it's for how you're feeling, not how you're looking. So it's very different. Like when we use a cosmetic scent, so Louise, your perfume or your body lotion, you'll put it on and 5 hours later you'll smell it and you'll be like, oh my God, that's divine. With aromatherapy oils and balms, they literally go onto your skin and they want to move into your bloodstream and have cause and effect in the body. So it's not something 5 hours later you're like, oh, I don't smell that anymore, because it's in you. It's living in you. It's doing its job. Exactly.
I think that's really interesting. So especially you're speaking to the right woman now, because I've just come off a night of 3 hours of sleep because my little girl just isn't settling. So to start those rituals, I think, is really important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you'll be surprised how much work the oil will do for you. But more importantly, it's from a young age, we have to fall in love with sleep. Sleep is the cornerstone of our health. It really is. How we look and feel every day will be dependent on your sleep and organ health, your organ health, because that's when it repairs and restores itself at night. So for a small child to make friends with sleep and to understand that it must invite it in, and if they'll win when they sleep, that it's a gift. Sleep is a gift, and that you can coax them and rich. And honestly, the power of touch is amazing, and pressure points are amazing. Mm-hmm. And some, you know, learning it at the beginning, as I said to my friends who kind of they're beat at the end of the day and they're like, I can't believe I have to do a 10 minute ritual. It does work, pegging, but 10 minutes at the end of the day is an awful lot. I said, you'll get it down to 5. And I said, as they get older and you can get them managing their breathing, it gets easier. So there is a window between kind of, you know, when they're 2 and 3 and 4, where they're not all that reasonable and they're tough and they just want attention, any kind of attention. So, but you'll be surprised how the smell, it will lock you into a moment and a routine, and also their muscle memory will kick in and they'll start to fall into it with you. So
I'm relaxed just talking to you. So I have a vision of your house being like all whale music and pan.
No, I'd have Dr. Dre on in the corner and I'd be doing my plans at 6 a.m. and I'd be driving people crazy in the house. And the little ones help me with little boxes and stuff. And you know what I love the most about it, Louise, is when you work with oils. Oils carry energy, and we were talking about intention earlier, and my favorite part of this and one of my favorite memories was in the early days of lockdown, and my mum would be in our bubble and she would come over and help, and there was a moment where the 3 generations of women, we were around the tables and we had the music on, we were having a laugh. But when you mix the essential oils, each little oil, whether you put lavender in first or whether you put bergamot in first or whatever sequence, it's not just the ingredients, but it's how you add them so that you can set the leader. The lavender is for sleep. And then you put in your intention as you're mixing it and wishing it into it. And I'll be saying things like, oh God, have a great night's sleep now, you know, and you do it from the heart. It really is heartfelt. It is a lovely ritual experience, but it's not all plain sailing. I have to say it's shocked me this time with this. I got a window there to produce while the kids were in school, and it was tickety-boo, everything, you know, I had my hours to focus and concentrate. Whereas now I'm finding myself getting up early in the morning, but the morning and the dawn is a lovely time as well. It's a really special time just to be awake in the world. So I've kind of made friends with that as well.
It's such a luxurious product. You know, I was so blown away by the packaging and the glass bottles, and it's all really, really, I always keep, you know, the hand cream on my desk or the hand balm rather. And I just think it's beautiful. So, you know, the design element of it, how long did that take? This all happened really quickly.
I think because I've designed other brands for other people, I've always known where, you know, given the choice, you know, sustainability kind of led for me. So I've learned loads of lessons, but I'm still fighting for vegetable glue and trying to do it in the most sustainable way possible. So design wise, the wooden boxes, everything is all the color scheme. That's always been there. It didn't take long. And I have an amazing designer who locked down my logo and did my key lines. I guess I'm doing it so long for other people that by the time I was doing it for myself, it just needed to be born. It wasn't technically difficult that way.
Okay. And so this all happened very quickly, and, you know, you're creating wellness for the whole family, which is something which is new to me, really and truly. What's the plan for the future going forward for Grand?
So in terms of my philosophy and how the lens I'll always work through will always be through spa, it will always be through treatment and the power of touch. So although I'm thrilled to be in the retail arena exclusively with Brown Thomas, I'll begin to move into spas as soon as they reopen in the next kind of, let's say, few months. We have some spas locked down also in the UK and already launched, would you believe, in the Rosewood in Hong Kong. So I'll probably just move down the spa channel, which is like a comfortable old chair for me, and design treatments and work with clients that way. So, but the retail, the lessons of retail and the speed and the environment in Brown Thomas, it's just been a wonderful experience. I've loved it.
And, you know, and I think your connection to, you know, that the roots you have with spas, you know, you set up the Irish Spa Association. You've been a huge support for people who have been locked down and not able to open their spas. What has it been like?
Yeah, I guess initially we're very calm now, and we have our guidelines and we know what we need to do, and we're waiting on our dates for spas to reopen. And I know every therapist in the land is dying to get in there and look after people, because everyone appreciates their jobs in a different way now. So that's great. But initially, Louise, it was terrifying. You know, all my projects dropped off. So any of my design or new build projects, everything just dropped off, and everyone would say, oh my God, well, it's transmitted by, you know, on your hands and breathing and close proximity. So I wonder, will spas ever open again? So we were kind of, oh my God. So interestingly enough, Hong Kong had been through their first lockdown and had reopened already. So we were able to reach out to colleagues who were able to explain to me that there was still huge appetite for treatments and massage. Was, you know, we were thinking people would like to get their hair done and their nails done, but would they still like a facial and a massage? And yes, they would. So our confidence was restored. We championed, you know, we worked at government level with Heather Humphreys to finalize guidelines, working with Fall to Ireland, working with some serious bodies, and everyone working together. We worked with the Irish Hair Federation. It was just a great movement, and it was an inspiring time to help businesses. And I guess at the end of it all, for some people, they've built up businesses for 20 years and suddenly they have these costs that are still amounting.
Of course.
Yet their doors are closed. But I have to say the government were excellent in their supports and in their grants. So, and fingers crossed, we'll be back in the spas again, Louise, shortly.
Of course. Well, look, it didn't set you back at all. I mean, what you've created over the last like 10 months or so has just been amazing and, you know, very enjoyable. It has been great to have something so nice to use at home. I think, you know, it's a very special product, and we're so delighted you're in Brown Thomas, and so lovely to talk to you, Peggy.
Ah, Louise, you're very kind. It's been lovely talking to you as well. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Brown Thomas podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share, and follow us on Official Brown Thomas on Instagram for more updates.